fourth parak of fifth and eighth Mishnah. Amotzis ishto mishum ailonis. He divorces his wife because she is not able to have children. Rabbi Yehuda oimer lo yachze. He should not remarry her. Chomoyim yachze. He can't remarry her. Why does Rabbi Yehuda says he shouldn't remarry her? Because maybe she will get married and will have children, and he's going to say that, oh, if I would have known that she really is fertile, I would have not divorced her, and Mamela is going to make a laws on the get. Chum says, no, we're not concerned of that. And these Chachamim say that the Gemara says, according to Rameh, that says that if you want to make a condition in your get, you have to spell it out clearly. Okay. Which means that if you're an islandist, then I'm divorcing you. If you're not an islandist, I'm not divorcing you. If you didn't speak it out, then he could say from today to tomorrow that he thought otherwise. It doesn't affect the get. The get goes through, and therefore we're not concerned about making a laws against the get because it will not be accepted. He says, she married somebody else and she had children from the second person, and now she wants a ksuva from the first one, because at the time that he divorced her, she didn't get a ksuva, because if she was an islander, she's not entitled to the ksuva. We tell her to keep your mouth shut. Why? Because he may make a laws against the get and say, what, you're demanding a ksuva from me? The whole get was a mistake. And then he's making a laws that the second marriage is not effective, is an effective marriage, and the children from the second marriage are mamzerim. Just tell him, leave him alone, be happy married with your second husband.